The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Oh my God, it is Friday. Happy Friday. We're the JV Show. I'm Selena.
I'm Graham.
And I'm Jess. Let's kick things off with the first talk back of the day.
Yo, happy Chug Wheel Friday. Hey, is it me or did I just get like a flashback to like, hello, my name is Carmen. I believe we got disconnected. Was that y'all? Or was I what? Young. I'm only like 25 and a half, you know? But anyways, y'all have a good Friday. Love you guys.
You too.
I don't know what that's about.
That was a long time ago.
Maybe my grandparents could tell me.
That was a long time ago. It was the JV Show, but before your time, Graham.
Oh, gotcha. Gotcha.
That's what it was. Yeah, wow. OG listener right there. Thank you for that.
I was probably in diapers then.
Yeah, me too. I'm only 26 and a half. Holy tsunami warning.
Yeah.
Right?
That was the craziest thing, driving home from work yesterday. Tsunami on the way. Did you guys take the warning seriously, though? Be honest.
Nope.
Me either.
Not the tsunami part. The earthquake part, I did. Did you guys get the alert to your phone?
Yes.
I didn't.
Now, I didn't.
You didn't?
No. Not an earthquake alert, just tsunami.
Well, yeah, of course not the earthquake alert.
No, a lot of people got the...
Really?
There's going to be, you know, one of those, there's an earthquake.
I didn't get that.
The Great Shake app or whatever it is, you know, like gives you the, they try to give you advance warning on an earthquake. Mm. A lot of people got the earthquake warning, which my wife did. I did not. I was actually listening to the radio. I'm not going to say which station because it wasn't this one. On my drive home, and the host of the show, they got the earthquake warning and were a little confused because it didn't give me any details. It's like, earthquake's coming. You know, it's one of those warnings. And it doesn't tell you. It's just trying to give you the quickest heads up that there's an earthquake about to happen. But it doesn't say where it is or how close to you. You just don't know. And they didn't know. And I'm just about to hit the Carquinez Bridge. And I'm and I was like, do I want to be crossing this bridge right when an earthquake's about to hit?
No.
And thankfully, there was like a little traffic slowdown. Maybe the bridge operators thought the same thing. Yeah, got the alert and shut down traffic for a second because we stopped for a second. And I luckily wasn't out on the bridge, although it wouldn't have mattered. But the last place you want to be in the Bay Area is sitting on a bridge during an earthquake. If there was particularly if that epicenter, a 7, that earthquake
is huge.
That is a very massive earthquake.
That's what scared me. So when we did get the tsunami warning, I was like, well, I mean, I didn't think obviously like Hayward is going to be affected or San Francisco that much. But I'm like, man, what if, you know, up north where the earthquake was at, is there going to be a lot of like damage? Like that's a huge magnitude earthquake right there.
Well, and if you had, even if it is far away, you can have tsunami waves that travel
all the way
down.
They
can go, they can go all the way across the ocean if they're big enough.
It was funny, you know, being around a lot of people that are not from California. Like for me and probably like a lot of you listening, we were like, this happened last time. All we got was a little splash on the sidewalk on the Embarcadero. We're going to be fine. But my man's not from here. His godmom blowing us up. She's from Boston, too. She lives in Concord. She's like, it says Contra Costa County. We got to evacuate. And she's freaking out. I'm like, no, no, no.
No.
You're fine.
Yeah, you're good.
You're fine. She's like, just in case you guys leave, come get me. Pick me up. We're going to leave together. Okay? We're going to leave together. We need a boat.
We need all this kit. We need canned food, bottles of water, a couple of flashlights, extra batteries. Let's go.
I will say, it was kind of nice getting a text or two from people that were like, are you okay? It's funny because I got one before I knew what was happening. So I was like, yeah, like, why wouldn't I be? Like, what's going on? But they were watching the news and apparently it was already showing wherever they were at.
Yeah.
Yeah, I got some same thing. I got some texts from some friends that like live in Texas and stuff.
Yeah.
Are you okay? Sweet kids. Of course I'm okay. We're fine. There's nothing happening.
Yeah.
But there could be. It's a good reminder to always be prepared because there could be in a real, real, actual large tsunami wave.
Yeah.
It would have to have been caused by a different type of earthquake. This was more of a slip fault earthquake. They don't really produce the big waves.
The warning got canceled and I was like, see, calm down, everyone.
But if it was, a different type of earthquake or whatever that could set off, you know, trigger real tsunami waves.
Yeah.
Yeah, we could be in trouble.
Oh. And a big one is coming. Don't forget, it's, you know, we're way overdue.
Overdue for that
it's
one.
It's coming. It is.
Yeah.
Well, it's true.
As long as it happens when I'm not on one of the bridges.
Yeah.
I'll be fine.
Or in the Bay Area. Maybe I'm on vacation somewhere like in Miami or.
Yeah.
That'd be nice.
Right when a hurricane rolls in.
Oh, no. Then I hope that I'm in.
We know your weather related track record.
I know. It's not great.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
And now it's time for.
The four things you need a heads up on to start your day.
Major plot twist in the case of the missing Hawaiian woman, Hannah Kobayashi. Remember, she flew to LAX, missed her connecting flight to New York, and then she disappeared.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Remember, LAPD said she willingly traveled to Mexico?
Yep. Mm-hmm.
New information, she may have been involved in a green card marriage as part of an immigration scam for money before she disappeared. Like, married a guy from Argentina and everything.
Whoa.
So police are investigating that now.
This whole thing is so crazy, and the saddest part about
so
it
bizarre.
Is that her dad took his own life, right?
During this,
during the search for her.
Yeah.
Like, wow.
Oh, man.
Why didn't he? I have so many questions. All right, the streak is over. The Warriors had a rare 5-game losing streak heading into last night's matchup with the Houston Rockets at Chase Center, and they got the win. And remarkably, they did it without Steph Curry and Draymond in the lineup, who are both nursing some injuries. Jonathan Kuminga stepped up. He scored 33 points to lead the Warriors to a 99-93 win. The Warriors are going to host the Timberwolves tonight at Chase Center. Tip-off, 7 o'clock. Go Dubs!
Mostly clear skies with highs in the 60s today. Maybe some cities will have sprinkles, but, you know, a little sprinkle never hurt. Lows will be in the mid-40s.
Maybe, maybe not.
Are there actual chances of sprinkles today, or are you just throwing that in just to
I'm
cover your ass?
I'm throwing it in to cover myself.
Okay. Hey, Virgo besties.
Hey.
Your day today is going to be a 9. You're growing stronger.
Whoa.
You're energizing your healthy practices. Get your heart pumping this month with Venus in Aquarius. The hell does that mean?
Nice. Great.
It is?
Yeah.
You don't know what it means. Take your work, health, and vitality up a notch.
Ooh. I like that for you. I love that for you, bestie.
Yeah. I love it when Venus is in Aquarius.
Me too.
Are those the razors, the Venus?
Oh, no.
Yes.
But yes.
Got it.
Jess, you don't know what we're talking about. So Chipotle is raising their prices. Why?
Now, look, Chipotle's gotten expensive. It was already expensive.
Yeah.
This newest price hike is coming on the heels of two previous price hikes that we've seen in very recent memories. One of them was in August of 2022 when entrees rose by some of them over a dollar each. And that was on the heels of a previous price hike in June of 2021. This one is not as big as those price hikes, but they say approximately 2% is what the price increase is going up. So look, it's not a huge one. Prices have gone up. They say it's to offset inflation and rising ingredient costs and rising wage costs as well. The company did report, though, that their revenue grew by 13% year over year, reaching $2.8 billion.
You're being
greedy. They're going to be opening up. They got a plan to open 345 new restaurants. 80% of those will have a drive-thru. Do we have any drive-thru Chipotles?
No, we don't. That is kind of nice.
Yeah, I like that.
That would be nice.
But I'm not here for a raising of the prices.
No, me
neither.
There's
workarounds. Come on. In-N-Out, they've been around since what, like the 20s?
Sure.
I don't know how long they've been around.
50s?
But they've only raised their prices once, I think.
That's not true.
That I can remember.
That I can remember. If you just said if a chain has been around that long, if they had a $5 double
right?
double
a burger
back
would
then,
be 5 cents.
That
back
would have
then.
Been like a that would have been like a $500 burger.
That's true.
So we'll pump the brakes and get the facts.
But you
here.
Get what I'm trying to say. Come on, In-N-Out. I love them for keeping their prices relatively low.
I went to both those places this week. I went to Chipotle yesterday. Yes, I was shocked at my $16 burrito.
That's insane.
Like, you just don't think of a burrito costing $16 unless I'm sitting down at a restaurant and there's a margarita with a salted rim next to it.
And yep, it's just, and a butler.
And it's just some monster burrito that I got to eat with a fork and a knife. You know, like, it's just so big you can't even pick the thing up. That's a $16 burrito in my mind. But no, here we are. Chipotle's burrito, $16. And then you throw in a couple bucks of tip. And next thing you know, I spent $18 on one chicken burrito at Chipotle. I'm like, what am I doing? I also went to In-N-Out earlier this week. And while it was more affordable, I didn't find it like overly like, oh my God, this is the cheapest meal ever.
Well, I mean, nothing is like that anymore. Yeah, that doesn't even exist.
Right.
But I think maybe I just read too much. Not that I read. Never mind.
Tell us more about the 20s. What do you know about the 1920s when In-N-Out launched their first location?
Yeah, 5 cents. That was it.
Yeah. And today they've only raised their prices once.
One
so
time.
Yeah.
Now burgers are 12 cents. Which was big. That's a big jump, you know, more than
my
double.
My bad. That math was definitely not math, and I apologize. Let's move on.
First out. Why can someone Google when the first In-N-Out? 1948, the first In-N-Out burger opened. And they've
not quite the 20s.
According to our buddy Selena, they've only raised their prices one time.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
We're just talking about Chipotle drive-thrus. Like, what? Those even exist?
Good morning, JV Show. This is Bitly from Novato, and we do have a drive-thru Chipotle.
I just looked that up. The Chipotle in Novato at, I think it's Vintage Oaks or whatever they call that shopping center. It has, I think it's the Bay Area's and maybe California, one of California's first drive-through Chipotles, because Chipotle said they're raising prices and they're going to open 345 new restaurants, 80% of which are going to have a drive-through. So drive-through Chipotles is the future. But yeah, wow. I didn't realize that we already had one. There's one in Novato. That's the one.
Whoa.
I'm going to be honest. That's what's stopping me from going there a lot of times in other places with no drive-throughs. I don't want to.
Because you don't want to get out of your car?
Yeah. It's just so much more convenient when I don't have to. I just drive through, you know? Yeah.
I'm surprised
you
don't
hit peak laziness.
Yeah, I just know. Like, but at least she wants to leave the house, Graham. That's a good step, because knowing Selena, she would have just DoorDashed it.
That's true.
I've cut back significantly on my DoorDashing.
And I will say, I always order on the Chipotle app, so I just walk in and grab the bag and turn around and walk right out. Like, I don't have time.
Make it as quick as possible.
I don't have time to stand there in line and be like, yes, I do want the guacamole. Yes, I know it's extra. Yes.
So if you are new to the JV Show, one thing that you need to know about my buddy Graham here is he does not use emojis.
Nope.
Doesn't like them, never has, doesn't see himself.
I don't like them, I just don't, they're not fitting for me to use. I just don't find a need for it.
Okay, but you sent one by accident, I think. That was like the only time you ever used an emoji.
One by accident to JV one time, and he immediately tweeted it out.
Well, according to researchers from Indiana University, they say that... Well, let's start with on the other side. The people who use a lot of emojis, like myself and Jess, we tend to have higher emotional intelligence, according to these researchers, which is the ability to understand, perceive, and manage our emotions and the emotions of others. Now, people who don't use emojis, like yourself, Graham, people who don't use emojis with friends and romantic partners is associated, or they are associated, with a personality style known as avoidant attachment.
That sounds awesome.
Which involves prioritizing self-reliance and independence over emotional closeness, and intimacy.
Avoidant attachment. Avoidant attachment sounds like what you do by not wanting to ever get out of your car and see another human being. Avoidant, it seems like this is right in your wheelhouse.
But according to this, that's you. Like, you avoid getting attached to people close to you.
And showing emotion.
I don't think that's true at all, though.
When's the last time you cried?
It's been a while.
Okay.
When's the last time you sent an emoji to show emotion?
But why can't I just say the emotion that I'm feeling rather than be like,
let
me sit there and find the right kind of smiling while crying face? Like, why? Why do I need that? Why can't I just tell you how I feel?
It's a better visual representation of how you're feeling.
It seems like a crutch to me.
Really?
Yeah.
Why?
For the exact reason I just said. Why won't you just say how you feel? But like, when you're like, oh, I don't feel comfortable saying that, so I'm just gonna, let me find the emoji that can do it for me. It's a crutch.
No, I don't think it's that, because if you were to say like, okay, see you tomorrow, like, it could be just like that. Adding an emoji will make it sound either excited, you know, or just without it, it's just like blah. I don't think it's a crutch, because you're not saying, okay, see you tomorrow. I'm really excited, or I'm not looking forward to it. Are you expanding on those text messages and like saying how you feel every single time you send a message? No.
Like, if it was for my wife, I'd be like, can't wait to see you tomorrow. Would that be blah without an emoji? I was like, that's how I feel. Because, I can't wait to see you tomorrow.
But you don't know if she's reading it that exact same way.
Exactly. Leaving a lot of room for miscommunication.
Can't wait to see you tomorrow.
Yeah, exactly. Like, do you even use exclamation marks?
Yeah, of course.
And how many?
Well, I can't wait to see you tomorrow would probably have three. Like, if my wife was on a business trip or something.
That's not enough.
That's not enough?
No.
What am I, like, screaming it?
If you're excited and not using emojis,
giving you a hard time, Graham.
But emojis can be misinterpreted also, right? There's some ambiguity there as well, right?
There could be, but it's easier to understand when there is a...
Some of them, yes.
Of course there are.
Some of them, yes.
Are they laughing at me? Are they laughing with me? Are they crying because they're so sad about this thing? Are they crying tears of joy? Like, in the history of emojis, there's been quite a bit of confusion, I'm sure.
I'll give you that. Someone did send me an emoji. They responded to one of my stories recently. It was a picture of my son. And this person said, your son kind of looks like Usher. two eyes emojis. I was like, whoa, what are you trying to say? What does that mean? You're right, Graham.
See?
I didn't really know what you're implying there. No?
Or does he look like Usher?
No!
Now I gotta go. I gotta go look at some pictures. I don't know. It's just like, I feel like the emoji train has left the station, and it's too late for me to hop on. Like, I just don't care.
I guess.
It's like learning a new language,
It would
too.
Be weird if you started now. At this point, I don't exactly. even want you. I don't want you to use emojis.
Thank you.
Hottest things trending.
It's all the stuff you need to know. What's hot in music, movies, shows, and the most talked about stories happening today in the Bay.
So people are wondering if Travis Kelce and Patrick Mahomes' bromance might be over. So Travis, on his podcast, he was talking about how he hasn't been scoring a lot of touchdowns. Graham, you watch a lot more football than I do. He's only scored 2 touchdowns.
Yeah, it's been
this entire season.
Look, the Kansas City Chiefs offense, despite what their record shows you, which is like sheer domination, their offense really ain't that impressive.
Wow.
This season.
So now Travis is confirming that him and Patrick Mahomes, their chemistry is just off. He said, for whatever reason this year, I just cannot find my way in the end zone. I'm just not on the same page as Pat. It can get frustrating. That's for damn sure.
I think there's a multitude of reasons. I don't know that those guys have totally lost their chemistry because
this is from Travis Kelce.
Dynamic duo.
Saying that their chemistry is off, they're not on the same page. And people are wondering if it has anything to do with Taylor Swift and Brittany Mahomes, their rumored feud. Remember that a while back when it came down to like politics and stuff? They're on opposite sides. And then that was later squashed, or so we thought, because they were photographed together and hanging out again. But what if deep down inside
for publicity and just for PR?
Well, what if deep down that really did like affect their friendship?
It would still be weird, though. If you're Patrick Mahomes and you're like, I want to win this game, there's this guy wide open in the end zone. But I remember that time his girlfriend didn't get along with my wife. So rather than, we're making split second decisions here. You just see a red jersey in the end zone that's open. You chuck
that's
it
true.
To him. I don't know that he, look, it's possible you could not give him as many targets throughout the game. But when it comes to scoring touchdowns, that dude's a pretty good end zone target. I don't know. Maybe he's just getting old.
That is true.
And he can't get open. And he can't get open.
There's always that
as
well.
The pressure's getting to him.
Diddy crying once again because the feds are spying on him.
Poor Diddy.
Isn't that what they do when you're in jail? They watch everything you do. They listen to your calls. Like, this is not new information. So Diddy's team is accusing the government of unfairly spying on him, though. They say the feds have trampled his constitutional rights and they hindered his ability to fairly prepare for his upcoming trial while behind bars. They keep on bringing up the time that his cell was raided and they stole those notes. And maybe Diddy's team does have a point, because remember when they stole those notes, the judge was like, those are notes for his attorneys. Those are confidential. Rip those up. Cannot be used against him. They're saying that it's stuff like that. It's communications with his legal team that the feds are spying on. Mm. But I don't blame them.
No. I don't either. I want them to do whatever it takes.
I know. Don't care.
Yeah.
Just zero sympathy for this guy.
Yeah.
Zero.
Absolutely none. Graham, what do you have?
All right. You hear the phrase, every vote matters. But I think a lot of people have gotten a little jaded by politics of late. But it is true. Every vote matters. Because listen to this. A city council race in the city of Galt, which is not too far away here in the Central Valley, it just ended in a tie. Each candidate got exactly 3,882 votes. Now, in most cities, they would have held some sort of special election or runoff to determine the winner. Those can cost the city a lot of money. They can be very expensive and time consuming. So in abidance with a measure that was recently adopted there in Galt, should a race end in a tie, the winner shall be determined by a boxing match, 12-ounce gloves, 8
no
rounds.
Way.
I'm kidding. A tie shall be determined by drawing straws.
No, oh my God.
Short straw loses. So the city clerk went and bought a package of straws, which they said cost $3. And Matthew Pratton pulled first.
Are you
he
serious?
He drew a long straw, while Bonnie Rodriguez, she drew a short one and lost.
Oh, my God.
I would have preferred the boxing match.
At least you have a better chance.
Well, yeah.
The train, you think Bonnie could have knocked out Matt?
Maybe if she trained hard enough.
Yeah.
That's a good point. Yeah, you don't know.
Pump some iron.
Yeah, never know. So drawing straws, they say this is reminiscent of... Now, I don't know if you remember, we had a similar situation here for the Richmond City Council in 2022. It wasn't that long ago. Cesar Cebada and Andrew Butt, son of former Richmond Mayor Tom Butt, they each tied with 1,921 votes each, and they had the county clerk draw envelopes out, and whoever's envelope out of a bag, and that's how they determined the winner.
I don't like that. That's hilarious.
But they say special elections can cost hundreds of thousands of dollars. You want your tax dollars going helping some special election runoff thing? Like, no. Maybe box, that would be more entertaining, but yeah, draw straws, whatever.
At the end of the day, who gives a fart?
Flip a coin.
Yeah.
I don't care.
Rock, paper, scissors would have been more entertaining.
Yes, they should do that.
Yeah, I would be frustrating had you poured everything, your heart and your soul into your campaign.
And money.
And you hit the streets and knocked on doors and shook hands and kissed
babies. Should have
campaigned
harder, got more votes.
And then you just arbitrarily draw a straw that's shorter than some other dude. Oh. And it's like, all right, well, I guess we're done here.
I know.
Yeah, well, all right, we're out.
All right. Thank you, Graham.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Happy Friday.
Yes. Woo!
Selena here with Selena here with my buddies, Graham and Jess.
Hello.
Hey. We're the JV Show. Before we kick off, what the bleep? Urgent question.
Hey, what's up, JV Show? Danny B here. I need some advice fast. Graham, I know you got a long commute, right? When you got to take a number two key and you're nowhere near work, what do you do, man? Because if I need a helicopter or something, man, I'm going down 19th Avenue headed to work and I don't know if I'm going to make it. Send help, please.
Ew. Oh, I mean, oh.
Where did you say he was? 19th Avenue? All right, let me talk you through this because this is what, if I was in his situation on 19th, what I would do is I'd make a left on Martin Luther King Drive. Then you're going to head right to the parking lot at the California Academy of Sciences. Look, you're going to have to buy a pass. You just whatever. Pay the admission. Mm-hmm. Get in there. Now, head into the Rainforest Dome. It's really cool in there. It's like hot and humid. They have all the rainforest stuff. Cool to check out. But remember, there's no bathrooms in there. So once you're done checking out that exhibit, I highly recommend. It's great. Then what you're going to want to do is head into the Amazon flooded forest tunnel. Right after that, you exit, hang a right there, and there's a bathroom right there. Stall number two, incredible flush. Like, I'm telling you, it's just like a whooping one of those big whoosh.
Like an airplane.
You know, that is the spot, and a lot of peace and quiet because, again, people are distracted by the Rainforest Dome.
Right.
And, like, look at the butterflies and all that stuff, and you'll have peace and quiet in there, and that's a great spot to handle that.
I don't
feel
think you'll
free
make
to. I've mapped out a lot of these routes throughout the city. So if you need other more geographic specific for your current number two emergency, just hit me up. I'll talk you through it.
This is Jen, the Caligonian. Hey, I'm doing a quick talk back before I jump into work. But hey, the tsunami warning yesterday, crazy. So they evacuated my town, which is very small. When I say there was no traffic, I mean there was no traffic. But our town was like bottlenecked. You couldn't get out. They were evacuating nursing homes and everything. But the funny thing is all these Oregonians, they're freaking out about these like aftershocks. I'm like, guys, shut up. Really.
They're just aftershocks. Deal with it, Oregonians.
So she lives in Oregon.
She does. At JV Show, number one in Oregon.
Thank you
She's
so
our
much.
Favorite Oregonian
All because of you.
Listener.
All because of you. Wow, to have your whole town evacuated. That would have me in a panic.
That's scary, yeah.
That would, but I mean, I guess like there is, some point to it, right? You want to be, it's better safe than sorry.
Yeah, no, of course. All right, let's get to What the Bleep. It's where you can win this JV Show chug mug. Look, you just got to be the first person to guess today's bleeped out word. No big deal. You can do it. All right, so here is today's clip. I remember one time I tried to just swallow instead of spitting it back out. It did not end well.
Yeah, everyone knows you're not supposed to do that. I think, right? I thought. All right, think about what that bleeped out word could be. Let's get you that chug mug on this Friday. You got this. You can do it. And just remember, though, the guest has to be something family friendly.
Yes.
Something PG. Leave us your name and your city along with your guest. First correct answer of the morning wins the chug mug and go.
We're playing guesses next.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Happy Friday. We're playing What the Bleep, where you, hopefully you, win this JV Show chug mug. You just got to be the first person to guess today's bleeped out word. In case you missed today's clip, here it is. I remember one time I tried to just swallow instead of spitting it back out. It did not end well. All right. Whoa. What do you think that bleeped out word is? Let's go to your guesses.
Hi, this is Celia from San Francisco, and I am guessing that the bleeped out word of the day is mouthwash. Happy Friday.
That's a good one.
Just wiped out like 50 people's guesses right there. So many people guessing mouthwash this morning. That's a great guess. Have you ever accidentally swallowed that?
Yes.
Burns a little bit.
Yeah, it does. It's not a good feeling.
This is David from Martinez, and my guess at the bleeped out words is seeds. Have a good morning.
Seeds. Yeah, you got to remember to spit the...
Yeah.
I remember one time when I was little, I tried, like, I was like, why do we have to spit these things out? Let me try chewing one up, outer part and everything, and swallowing that. The way it was, like, scratching everything down my throat. Do not do that.
No.
Good morning, JV Show. This is Ryan from Hayward, and the bleeped out word is toothpaste. Thank you.
Toothpaste!
My kids love eating toothpaste.
Really? Mine too.
It's like the bubblegum flavor or whatever. Yeah. And they're like, oh, this is the best. I'm like, you're supposed to spit that out. I'm like, too late. I'm like, no. What are you doing? That's gross.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
All right. We are the JV Show playing What the Bleep. Hopefully you can win this chug mug. You just got to be the first person to guess today's bleeped out word. In case you missed today's clip, here it is. I remember one time I tried to just swallow instead of spitting it back out. It did not end well. As Yikes. Always, leave those guesses on the talkback mic. Remember, this is a family show. Oh, that is the only rule when it comes to this game. All right, let's go to your talkbacks.
This is Marisol from Davie City, and I'm going to say the bleeped out word is oysters.
Oysters.
Mm. That's a pretty popular guess.
I don't think I've ever even tried an actual oyster. I refuse.
Ever?
I don't, and I don't have any desire to.
You're missing out. They're pretty good.
No, I don't think I am. I think I'm good.
I have mixed feelings about oysters. I feel like the best part of them is whatever sauce that you put on them. And then, you swallow the thing whole half the time. So it's like, what did I really do there? You know, just give me a spoonful of the sauce. Yeah.
Good morning, JV Show. This is Matt from Antioch. My guess of the morning is she tried to swallow a loogie instead of spitting it out.
A loogie. You know, our listeners are kind of gross because I'll tell you, some of the most popular guesses this morning were loogies, phlegm, mucus, snot. All those things got guesses this morning. Multiple guesses for loogies.
You want to know something really gross?
Yeah.
I actually do swallow them.
No, you don't.
Because spitting
you
them
cannot.
Out, spitting all that stuff out is like crossing my tongue and then it's like in my mouth and then having to like... muster up.
That's less gross.
It's just getting stuck.
Not
in
if
there.
It's already back in my throat. Now all I got to do is push it back down. It's fine. It's,
no,
it's
your
fine.
Body wants that thing out and gone.
Like I said,
Selena's just good.
You know what? This makes sense because Selena's sick like every 2 weeks.
That's true. And then she hasn't been that hungry lately because she's just eating all her loogies. Gross. You're sick.
Good morning, JV Show. This is Andriana from Concord, and my guess is swallow lemon juice. I've been seeing a TikTok trend where people are trying a shot of lemon juice, and it doesn't go over well. Thanks, guys.
Oh, my God. Really?
What's funny about that is on this morning's Chug Wheel coming up at 8:20,
you
have lemon juice on the wheel this morning, and that's going to be more than a shot of lemon juice. It's going to be a full-on chug.
Why would you do that?
Well, it's on the Chug Wheel.
Wait, is it like impossible to swallow lemon juice?
No, I just saw something about a guy that's just broke the world record for drinking 1 liter of lemon juice through a straw, and he did it in 13 seconds. So one little chug of it, should you be so lucky to spin the wheel and have it land there, you'll be fine. I
hate Fridays.
I'm already getting that like salivating feeling in my mouth when you're about to eat something sour.
Yeah, can I eat it with? Can we have
hot Cheetos or something?
Yeah, please? I'm not gonna say anything. I don't want to jinx myself.
Yeah, exactly.
Good morning. This is Katrina from Martinez, and I think the bleeped out word is gum.
Gum. We have That's a good. Winner. Okay, so here's today's clip unbleeped. I remember one time I tried to just swallow gum instead of spitting it back out. It did not end well.
Were you a kid? I feel like kids do that.
Yeah. All kids try that, right?
Yeah, you try it. I remember my mom told me that when I was very little, you know, she had my brother's 2 years older than me and I have a twin sister. So when we were all little, tough to keep track of all of us. And she said at a restaurant, I found some gum stuck to the underside of a table. And she said it was too late. She couldn't get out. I had already swallowed it.
That's disgusting.
She said it showed up the next day in my diaper. Well, that dispels the myth that it's stuck in your stomach for 7 years or whatever they used to tell you. It was
my parents always told me you'd start blowing bubbles from the other.
Well, that could be true also, but yeah, mine didn't take long to find. All right, Katrina and Martinez, what's up? Katrina, what's up? Woo! She had the very first correct answer this morning. She was on it today, and she'll be sipping and chugging hot coffee out of brand new JV Show Chug Mug. All right, a lot of people came with the correct answer this morning. I'm going to try to shout everybody out. Desiree and Natalie in Union City, what's up? Rebecca in Concord had it. So did Mary in San Jose. Savannah in Hayward. Our buddy Tiffany in Clayton had it. So did Ryan in Vallejo. Michelle in San Bruno. What's up, Michelle? What's up? Layla and Tracy had it. So did our buddy Jasmine in Seattle. JV Show still number one in Seattle. Thank you, Jasmine. Sherry in Foster City had it correct. So did David in Richmond. Amanda in Hayward. Sophia and Nena in Napa. Humberto in San Jose. Anthony and Evelyn in Union City. Leslie in Belmont. Jessica in Concord, Bianca and Layla. What's up, Bianca and Layla? Hope you guys have a great weekend there from Daly City. Jessica in Santa Clara had it correct amongst a few other people. Shout out to everybody that played this morning. You didn't win today.
But you can win
Monday. What? Monday, mm-hmm. That's your day.
Doing
I feel it.
Again.
I feel
every,
it. I
every morning, 7:05.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
I'm Selena, by the way.
I'm Graham.
And I'm Jess.
And let's go to the phones. Wild 94.9. Hi, who is this?
Rachel.
Hi, Rachel. How's it going?
Good. How are you?
We are wonderful. Thanks for asking. I have to ask, any fun weekend plans? What's going on?
No, just Christmas shopping and wrapping and decorating.
Yeah, same.
That's fun.
I actually think that stuff is fun, though.
Yeah.
Are we the only ones?
Maybe.
No, I like to watch some movies in the background. I don't know what you guys.
Some wine.
Yeah, you have to.
You know why you do it? Okay, we're all on the same page. Rachel, you're on this morning to play the JV Show. You have Nope Game. Jess, what is on the line for her to hopefully win?
This is huge. Tickets for Kendrick Lamar. A lot of people are going to be jealous of you if you win.
And SZA opening up for him. It's going to be huge. You know how this works. We're going to ask you, Rachel, 4 trivia questions. Just got to get 3 correct. And these tickets are yours, okay?
Okay, sounds good.
All right, here's question number 1. Finish this famous quote from the Shakespeare play Romeo and Juliet. Here it goes. Good night, parting is such sweet what?
Sorrow?
Yes!
Woo! I don't know why my...
Where's your yap?
There it is. I don't know why that didn't fire off there. All right. Yeah,
sorrow.
Yeah. Such sweet sorrow. Romeo, Romeo. All right. Question number 2. True or false? A group of jellyfish is called a smack.
True.
Yep. You do not want to get caught in a smack of jellyfish.
How every answer is like a question.
Yeah.
And you're getting them all right.
Nice job, Rachel.
Question number 3. Gangsta's Paradise. It was a huge hit in the 90s from what rapper?
Can you say that one more time?
Yes. So it was a song called Gangsta's Paradise. It was a huge hit back in the 90s. It's from what rapper?
Julio?
Yeah.
Hope there's no Googling going on there.
There's not.
Rachel.
Right?
All right. You don't even need question number 4. You've already won the game. This one's just for fun. Iron Man's suit is powered by a reactor that's located where on the suit?
In his chest.
Yep.
Wow.
Nicely done.
Four for 4. Let's go.
Nice job, Rachel.
You just won a pair of tickets to see Kendrick Lamar May 29th at Oracle Park. And yes, SZA will be there as well. She is opening up for him.
So much fun. Oh, tickets go on sale today.
Yep, 10 a.m. Ticketmaster.
10 a.m. But Rachel, you still got them before they're officially out there. Congratulations. Hope you have a wonderful weekend. Hang on there for your winning. Graham, a lot of shout outs.
A lot of shout outs. Just buckle up, you guys. Just get ready because I got a lot of my DMs were on fire yesterday. All right, I got one that says, hey, Graham, can you please give a shout out to my daughter, Amelia Elaine? It's not her birthday or anything. I just want to wish her a happy Friday and hope she has a great day at school. Love you, boo boo. And that's from Mom Erica. So happy Friday,
happy
Amelia Elaine. She said it's not a birthday. Pay attention.
Oh, sorry.
Keep up. Oops. Wrong one.
Who gives a fuck?
There it is. Another one says, hey, Graham, I'd like to give a birthday shout out to my nephew, Ethan, a.k.a. Gong Gong Boy, a.k.a. Rain Crow. He's turning the Big Ten today. Thank you so much.
That.
And that's from Uncle Sam. So happy birthday.
This one is a birthday.
Ethan.
Happy birthday.
Who gives a fuck?
Stepmama in my DMs says, hey, Graham, can you please give a shout out to my stepson, Ezekiel? A very happy birthday as he enters his teens. He's turning 13 tomorrow. We listen to you guys every morning on our way to school. That's from Dad. Tita, that's a stepmom, Elijah, and Rocket, their dog. So happy birthday there.
Who gives a fuck?
Bye. Well, can you guys please wish my girlfriend Ashlyn a happy birthday on December 6th? That's from Angelo. Sure, we'll do that.
Who gives a fart?
Yeah. Another one. Good morning, boss man. It's Carlos from Modesto. Again, it's finally my birthday this Saturday, December 7th. I'm turning 30. Finally, been waiting to get out of my 20s. And please make people give a little fart. We don't. Happy birthday, Carlos.
Who gives a fart?
Happy birthday.
Another one. Morning, JV show. Slide in your DMs to give my daughter a special birthday shout out. Listen every morning on your way to school. Wishing Gigi Benvenuto a happy 11th birthday today. Keep crushing it, baby. We love you. That's from Mommy, Daddy, and the
happy
boys.
Birthday.
Who gives a fart?
Another one, Graham, sliding your DM so you can wish my daughter, Aliana, a happy 6th birthday. She's been so excited all week. Won't stop talking about how many days are left. We listen to you guys every morning. I want to see her reaction when she hears her name on the radio. That's from Mom Gabby, so happy birthday.
Who gives a fart?
Another one, hey, Graham, I'd like to wish my daughter, Scarlett, a happy sweet 16th birthday today. That's from Dad and her brother, Kal-El. We love you guys so much. Thank you to her for being an amazing big sister and amazing daughter. So happy birthday, Scarlett.
Who gives
happy
a fart?
Another one. Hi, Graham. My kids and I listen to you guys every morning and always catch your moms in my DM segment. Today's my daughter, Ellie's 8th birthday. It'd be amazing if you could wish her a happy birthday. That's from Mom, Dad, and Asher. Sure, yeah.
Oh my God, there's so many shout-outs.
Another one. Happy
birthday.
Graham, can you please shout out my baby girl, Jayla, tomorrow? That's Friday the 6th. And wish her a happy 8th birthday. We listen to you guys every morning. And Jayla always says she wishes you guys were on all day long. We love you, Jayla. Aww. That's from Mom, Dad,
happy birthday,
Etta,
Jayla.
And Kuya.
Who gives a fart?
Another one here. Can you please send a birthday shout-out to my son, RJ Radoff, happy 8th birthday, RJ. You're officially 8 years old. Slaying it, bruh. Hope
Slay.
Your day is filled with good
King
vibes and Major Riz. You're the GOAT. No cap. Let's turn up and make it a lit celebration. Keep being awesome, little mom and sister Izzy.
Who gives a fuck?
Another one here. It says, hey, Graham, mom, and co-host sliding into your DMs. Can you please wish my daughter a super happy 13th birthday? I can't believe she's a teenager. A BTW. She's not listening right now, thankfully, because the JV show isn't allowed to talk about her on air anymore, but I still want the whole world to know it's a real one's birthday. Happy birthday, Kiana. And that is from Mom Selena.
Woo! Who gives a fart?
Happy birthday, Kiana.
It's your daughter's birthday
today.
It's
my daughter's birthday. That's my daughter. That's my shout out. I slid in Graham's DM.
Nice slide in. Well done.
Hottest things trending.
It's all the stuff you need to know. What's hot in music, movies, shows, and the most talked about stories happening today in the Bay.
Okay, so TikTok food critic Keith Lee talked more about his experience here in the Bay. And before I give you the latest, look, I know we're sick of him, okay? He trashed the Bay Area.
Mm-hmm.
We know that. This talkback just came in.
Good morning, JV Show. This is Kristen out of Oakland. Am I the only one that really just wants to tell Keith Lee to forget we ever existed? We don't want you back anyways. I don't know who set you up to come, but they failed you. Am I the only one that just wants to say, stop, don't ever talk about us again? You're never going to be welcome back in the Bay, period. That's it. You're done here. Bye, sir.
I totally agree. Like, we've given him such a platform to talk about the Bay. The dude was here for 10 minutes. Go away.
Yes. Him having this major platform and everyone taking his food critiques like so seriously, I do not understand. But listen to this, okay? So TikTok food critic, Keith Lee, he's on Shannon Sharp's podcast and they're like in a car riding somewhere. He opened up more about his time here. Now remember, it was not a good experience for Keith Lee when he was here in the Bay. He went to several different spots to try the food. Didn't even post about most of them. He got sent to the hospital for his shellfish allergy and then he left the Bay early saying the Bay is not a place for tourists and that the people here in the Bay are just focused on surviving. And one of the things that he brought up was the amount of homeless that he encountered. So he's talking to Shannon Sharp. Let's start with this. They first start rubbing in everything that we've lost.
Let's see. They lost the Raiders. They lost the A's. They say they lost Keith Lee. So right now the
Bay just lost the In-N-Out. The very first In-N-Out to ever close.
Damn.
And a lot of that is attested to the crime.
It's like, yeah, but how did you even know that? Like, are you really like...
Yeah, why is he speaking like he is...
Like, you're here.
Yeah.
Oh, no, go away.
So then he starts talking about the crime, specifically Bippin. Remember, he didn't do a lot of the videos while he was here, and I think that was part of the reason why, but listen to his reasoning.
God forbid somebody hop on a plane after we review a spot to go try the food, they leave the airport and they get robbed. And they say, I got robbed trying the Keith Lee recommended spot. Mm. If a child was to get robbed or a child was injured in any sort of facet that had anything to do attached with me, I wouldn't be able to sleep at night because I think this is very serious.
Can you understand that a little bit?
A little bit, but if, I don't know, are you hopping on a plane to go try the second Keith Lee reviews a place? Man, that's like a really good sandwich. And then I'm like, I better book a flight to Oakland to go try this thing. Like, stop.
This can also happen anywhere that he visits.
And he did acknowledge that. He did acknowledge this is not the only area he's ever been to where there is crime. A lot of cities, you know, they struggle with their own things. Then he talks about his experience going to the Tenderloin. Him and his team were sent to the Tenderloin to go to a restaurant.
We got sent to the Tenderloin in the Bay. The Tenderloin is Skid Row on steroids.
Wow.
The Tenderloin, when I tell you, it was people in the middle of the streets doing hard drugs, sitting crisscross applesauce with no care in the world. And it was kids walking around. It was people with families. And it was a restaurant smack dab in the middle of that that people told us that we had to go try.
Was people actually in the restaurant?
Yeah. People were just sitting there eating. And then you step outside. And it's, when I say, like, burnt cars, it's things that almost look inhuman. I just refuse for anybody that went out there after us to be put in any harm's way without me acknowledging that.
Right.
Again, he's making the same point. Like,
how many burnt cars are there in the Tenderloin? Can I, somebody give me a count on that? I don't think there's any.
He also said there's like burnt trailers and things. So I'm just...
That's not the Tenderloin.
I get what he's trying to say. He wants people who do follow his recommendations to not put themselves in sketchy situations or show up and be like, this is where Keith Lee told me to go and like I'm scared for my life type of stuff. But this is also, he has a huge platform. So does Shannon Sharpe. And you're just furthering this narrative that this is what the Bay is like, and it's not.
And you're making a snap judgment off a 10, 15 minute visit to an area. Like, that's not indicative of all of San Francisco. Every major city has its own version of the Tenderloin.
Yes.
You know?
And he did acknowledge that. I didn't get to play that audio, but he did say that every city has its things. It's not just San Francisco or the Bay Area.
Go away, Keith Lee.
Yeah,
go
not away. Our fault you're allergic to shellfish.
Go away. Don't come back. Don't care. And nobody books a flight to go fly to try whatever
what
food that you've tried.
What do people do? You think people do?
I mean, in all his reviews and all
maybe
the...
Maybe they're not booking a flight.
But
maybe
somebody has.
Maybe they're not booking a flight, but somebody from that area. You know, if I saw him post about, you know, a restaurant here I'd never been to, but I saw how good the food looks, I might go if it's, you know, close distance.
Or if you found yourself in another city but that you were traveling to, not specifically going just to try his recommendation.
Right.
But I don't know. There's a lot of foodies out there. Maybe they do. Maybe
that
they go on
true.
Food trips.
Graham, what do you have?
All right. The aftershocks continue to roll in following yesterday's 7.0 magnitude earthquake. That is a huge earthquake, you guys. It struck off the coast of Humboldt County yesterday morning. There's been a lot of aftershocks. Most of them pretty small, but a few have been over a 4 magnitude, which is... That's pretty big. You're feeling that. There was a 4.7 yesterday shortly after the big one. Then this morning at 6:36 this a.m., there was a 4.2. Luckily, the earthquake did not cause a tsunami like we were all warned about, and those warnings were pretty quickly canceled yesterday early afternoon. Seismologists say the fault that the earthquakes happened on is a slip-strike fault. You got two tectonic plates sliding next to each other. Those don't generally cause tsunami waves. Although my brother that lives in Chico said that his backyard swimming pool turned into a mini tsunami. There was just huge waves rolling around in it. I'm just salty that he has a pool in general. Also, it is a saltwater pool, so that bugs me too. Luckily, there has been no reports of any injuries from the earthquake that I have seen or any major infrastructure damages. I've seen some cracks in some roads and grocery stores with stuff falling off the shelves.
Fell off a shelf once.
Yeah, hashtag we will rebuild, hashtag Humboldt strong. But luckily, where this thing struck in a rather remote more remote area, not a very densely populated one. We've avoided a lot of that. But a good reminder for us here that we are overdue for the big one.
I know.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Oh, my God. It's everybody's birthday today.
Good morning, JV Show. This is Martha from Pittsburgh. Happy Friday. I wanted to see if you guys could give my daughter a shout out. It is her 21st birthday. And I am taking her out tonight to go have a couple drinks. Anyways, thank you guys. If you guys could do me that huge favor, I'd love it.
Yeah, happy birthday.
Yeah, happy birthday.
Who gives a fart?
You turn 21, you want to go for drinks with mom?
No.
Martha from Pittsburgh is doing a good thing.
Hold on. I said no for me, not my mom. She is a cool mom. Yeah. I can tell. There's a difference.
Okay, that's a good point.
There is a difference.
Yeah, there's a distinction there.
All right. Earlier this week, we talked about a little girl who I said was terrorizing Walmart. It was a viral video, and we talked about this heavily. A few days ago, she was knocking things off of shelves. She was like stomping on food packages, and she's like throwing things, and so calm about it too. Just walking up to this, bam, throwing that on the floor. She starts breaking bottles. And then, you know, a guy's like, oh, my God, don't want this little girl to get hurt. So he kind of, you know, he does touch her and he tries to, like, stop her from throwing the bottles. Mm-hmm. And then another woman comes up. She's like, don't you dare do that to a little girl. And she starts trying to calm the girl down herself. That lady who was talking to the girl, her name is Amber Gregory. And just here's an update because a lot of people did ask. She says that the little girl in the video is not a spoiled brat or having a tantrum. Instead, she says that she is a nonverbal neurodivergent child who was alone in the store, or she was separated from her family. That part is unclear, but that's why she was really, really scared. And so when Amber was trying to calm her down, this little girl, she wasn't able to, like, say her name, communicate what was wrong. She couldn't speak.
Yeah.
But she was obviously in need of help. And so she was slamming all the parents who just took out their phone and started recording rather than trying to do anything. And she says that this whole situation is playing out for like 45 minutes to an hour.
Whoa.
And I guess at some point the little girl was like trying to hurt herself. Eventually the kid's parent did show up. Cops were called. Unclear if a police report was filed. And I don't know where the parent was for that almost hour, but that is what was going on. She was afraid. Wow. She was alone.
There were a lot of people. We played a lot of talkbacks as we sort of debated whether or not as a bystander, if you should intervene if you saw a kid doing something like this. And a lot of people, we didn't get to play everybody's talkbacks.
So there were so many.
But a lot of people suggested that maybe she, you know, had some sort of condition. You know, I don't know if anyone called that one specifically, but something that would you know, warrant that behavior or whatever. And I guess that that is a factor, because I you know, argued heavily that, you know, as a bystander, you should intervene when you see a kid doing something like that. I understand, and to everybody that left the talkback saying that, like, yeah, I mean, you do have to take that into account, I guess, that the person could be going through something mentally or dealing with some kind of condition. And so I guess you have to tread lightly with how you handle it. I still firmly believe that we've become a society of whip out your phone and record and not help or intervene in some way.
Right.
Which did, if you listen to that, I don't know what day that was, 2 days ago when we talked about that, if you listen to that, the podcast, I do feel very strongly about that. But people felt, you know, no, don't do anything. If that's a kid, that's not my kid, you know?
Yeah, and I was on that side. This does kind of change things for me. And that's something that I think we all need to take into consideration if we ever encounter something like this. You don't know what that person is going through.
Right.
Yeah. So help if you can.
Yes.
Graham, you have something here?
The Spotify Wrapped, you know, end of year music review continues. And this was the most streamed song in San Francisco in 2024. Any guesses?
It's pretty Kendrick obvious. Lamar, Not Like Us.
That is on the list. Number four on the
really?
List.
Really? It's not the number one?
No, number one is obvious. Come on, guys.
It has to be like Sabrina Carpenter or something.
Yes, number one, Espresso by Sabrina Carpenter was the most streamed song on Spotify in San Francisco. That can't be a surprise to anybody,
not
right?
Not at all.
When you hear this list, you're not going to be surprised, I think, by any of them. Number two, Birds of a Feather by Billie Eilish.
Okay, okay. I can see that as well.
We just played that song about 30 seconds ago. Good Luck, Babe by Chappell Roan, number three on Spotify's most streamed list for San Francisco for 2024.
Playlist.
It is.
And then that's why we're the Bay's number one hit music station.
And then number four, Not Like Us, but like we already said, by Kendrick Lamar. Okay. Now, number five, Who?
Who?
I don't know. No.
Number five, Who?
Well, I don't have any more guesses.
Sabrina Carpenter again?
No, number five, Chappell Roan.
Chappell Roan again.
Who what?
Number five, Who?
Who took number five spot?
I don't know.
No, number five was Who?
Who's Who?
No, number five was Who?
Was Who took number five?
The Who? Is that like a band or something?
No, Who by Jimin.
Who's Jimin?
Oh, Jimin.
Who?
Who is Jimin?
He's the guy. Who is his song? Who? Remember, we used to get a lot of talkbacks for that. Number five, Who by Jimin.
Jimin.
Yeah,
something like BTS
Who?
Or something, right?
Yes, that's the one, okay. But number five on the list right there.
Wow.
Wait, I'm kind of shocked by that a little bit.
A lot of people were requesting
it. We got a lot of talkbacks requesting this song, and we just didn't really ever play it that much.
I know, but I just felt like if it was a song as big as it clearly is, why weren't we playing it?
Yeah.
Ah.
You know?
Yeah.
It says worldwide, the top artists on Spotify Wrapped were Taylor Swift, The Weeknd, okay. Bad Bunny, Drake, and Billie Eilish.
Okay, I can totally see that. That very predictable list right there.
very predictable.
Who, that kind of threw the Who.
Yeah. Who? Not the Who.
If
The Who was in Spotify's top five, that would be shocking.
That would be weird.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
I'm nervous because we're about to kick off the Chug Wheel game. That's what it is. Let's go to the phones. Wild 94.9. Hi, is this Nancy?
This is Nancy.
Hi, Nancy. How's it going? Happy Friday.
Happy Friday, guys.
So let me lay this out for you, the Chug Wheel game. Here's how it goes. We used to send Jess out to the streets, but we've had a lot of fun with having ourselves answer the questions here. So Graham.
And because it might rain or might not rain, we didn't want to send her outside yesterday.
Thank you.
So I actually answered 8 questions. Now we're going to go through each question one by one. We're going to stop down. And Nancy, if you can guess what you think my answer to the question was, you get a point. Now, if you get a total of 4 points, you win the game. You win a chug mug, and one of us is going to have to spin the chug wheel and chug whatever it lands on. Graham, what are some of the things on the chug wheel this week?
All right, on today's chug wheel, we have jalapeno juice. We have the soup du jour, which is the soup of the day. Today, it's cream of celery. We have a safe spot. I think a safe spot, Monster Energy drink. I just have a lot of these under my desk. I need to get rid of them. We have pickle juice. We have lemon juice. We talked about that earlier. Oh. Apparently, there's a trend of drinking lemon juice. It's not going well for people. We have old studio wine. We've had a
Backwashed wine. Graham drank out of the bottle. It's been in here for months.
I did. It is not good now, and it wasn't good then when I chugged out of it. Tonic water, amongst maybe a few other things there on the wheel that I can see.
God. All right. Nancy, you ready to get started?
I'm ready.
Okay, let's get to it. First question.
Can you name 2 current players on the Golden State Warriors not named Steph Curry?
All right, Nancy, do you think I was able to do it?
I do.
Yes. Draymond Green.
Uh-huh.
There's the other guy that has the dad.
And that's a no. She was unable to do it.
That's a no.
She tried, but
you know what I was thinking of? I was thinking of Gary Payton.
GP2?
His son, yep. That's what I was thinking of. But the name was not coming to me. Yeah, so no point for Nancy. All right, next question.
The average FICO credit score in the United States is 717. Is yours higher or lower than that?
What do you think I said, Nancy?
Oh, gosh. Lower?
Lower.
Okay, point on the board.
How much lower, Selena?
Yeah, like what's
you know, I honestly couldn't tell you. I just know it's not that high. When I get the notifications from all these apps, I don't even look at them. I'm scared.
Yeah. But are we talking like 100 points off, 200 points off?
I don't know. Mind your business.
50. Okay.
Next question.
Have you cried in the last week?
Nancy, what do you think I said?
Yes.
I have.
What'd you cry about? That makes me kind of sad on the inside.
My daughter turning 13.
Oh,
that is.
Today's her birthday. I know.
Yeah, something. I mean.
Who gives a fart?
Yeah, but I could see how that get emotional. Yeah.
All right. Next question here. How many points does Nancy have, by the way?
2.
Two points. Okay.
Have you flossed your teeth in the last week? Be honest.
What do you think I said, Nancy?
No.
Wow. That's what you think of me? All right. Let's go to my answer. No.
Wow.
Selena, shame on you. Not a once in the last week.
You know what? I ran out of those picks, the little flosser pick things. I keep forgetting to
get some of the old school kind that you pull out and you wrap around your finger.
I don't have that.
You're sick.
You're sick. Don't judge me.
Nancy has 3 points, by the way.
This was a safe space.
Would you rather give up eating chicken wings forever or have to kill, pluck, and cook 1 live chicken?
What do you think I said, Nancy?
I think she would give up chicken wings forever.
Ooh, give up chicken wings.
That's 4 points right there.
All these questions. These were the easiest questions.
Stop
it. So predictable.
You giving up chicken wings permanent? All you have to do is kill 1 chicken?
I cannot. You think I look like someone who could kill anything?
But you also don't look like someone who would give up chicken wings.
Wow, exactly. That's what you think of me? Like I just stuff my face with chicken wings all day? Thanks, Jeff.
And then don't floss afterwards.
Don't floss.
Nancy's already won the game. Do you want to go through the last questions quickly?
We'll do it just for fun. Here were the other questions.
Finish this sentence. Long, hairy. Nancy, what do you think Selena said? Careful.
I don't know.
Just take a guess.
Long, hairy, caterpillar?
I don't know.
All right
here's what I said. Arm. Long, hairy arm.
That's a good one.
Oh.
We'll go through the remaining couple of questions.
Who would you rather have over for dinner? Our new boss or Jess and her cat?
What do you think I said?
Jess and her cat?
Our new boss.
Wow!
My kids are allergic to cats.
Okay. All right. I mean, if we are keeping score, it's 4-3 right now. 4 in the yeses. I know that's all she had to get, but let's just see how it all shakes out. The final question.
This would have been the last one.
When you take a shower, do you actively scrub your back or do you just let the water hit it and that's enough?
What do you think I said?
Just let the water hit it. That's enough.
Scrub it. I'm a scrubber.
Who scrubs their back? That's psychopath behavior.
No, it's not. Thank you.
We finished at an even 4-4 there.
Wow. Doesn't matter because Nancy still won. Congratulations.
I know. Just
Nancy, I want to be happy for you, but
it's really hard to.
Yeah.
But you got
I'm sorry,
yourself.
Sorry, guys. I'm sorry.
Nice job.
We forgive you. You Good got yourself job. A chug mug, Nancy. Hang on really quick. All right. Jess, it's your turn to draw names because one of us has to.
She's looking at it. Don't look in the box. No, you're looking in there.
Okay. I just wanted to make sure none of the names right. were
The box
stuck
is closed. Okay. She's shaking it up.
Not me, okay. not me, not me, not me, not me, not me, not me, not
I'm
me,
manifesting
not me, not
her.
Me,
I can't find
now.
Any.
I'm, I know, it's so great when she draws herself. I love that. I love that for Jess.
Just draw a
yeah,
name.
Get a name already. She can't even find a okay. single one. Oh, wait.
Did they all disappear?
Wait.
Oh, she just drew, wait, you just wait, drew a name no, and then threw it, wait, threw it away.
Oh my God, I'm a magician.
There's no names in the box.
Okay, we're using an Amazon box and you know the flaps down there at the
okay,
bottom.
Okay,
they
the went
names,
under her flaps.
Names went under Jess's flaps.
Hey, don't talk about my
okay,
flaps.
Reshake.
All right, reshake, redraw.
All right, I'm so sorry. This is a train wreck for radio.
No, the suspense is killing me. Who is it?
It's herself!
Yes!
Yes!
I'm leaving. I'm going home.
She's spinning the chug wheel.
I'm going home. I hate
Best
this.
Day ever.
She's spinning the wheel next. You don't want to. You don't want to.
Nancy,
miss
I blame
this.
You.
It's Wild 94.9.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
All right, it's Friday, which means we just played our chug wheel game. We played with Nancy. Thank you so much for being on, Nancy. And Nancy won the game. So she got herself a chug mug. Jess had to draw names, and she drew herself.
I love it. Is that back-to-back weeks?
Yes.
Jess got drawn last week, but she didn't draw herself. Somebody else was in charge of the drawing, and then she drew
Before
her name.
Before you spin, Graham, what are some of the things on the chug wheel this week?
All right, on this morning's chug wheel, we've got lemon juice, which a lot of people are saying don't try to chug that. It's not going well on TikTok. We got pickle juice. We have Monster Energy drink, which I think is sort of a safe space there, but we have a lot of Monster Energy around here. We've got to unload. Soup du jour today. It's the soup of the day. The chef said it's cream of celery. I just checked. We got jalapeno juice, tonic water, and old studio red wine.
Backwash. Red wine.
That's been here a long time and
just
it is not
give
good.
The wheel a spin. It's going. It's spinning. What is it?
And it has landed on the soup du jour. The soup du jour, ladies and gentlemen. That is cream of celery soup. It will not be heated. It will not be cooked. It will be...
Are we going to water it down? It sounds really thick. Damn soup, you
hella thick. Yeah, we might have to water it down for maximum chuggability. But the chef recommends, you guys. Chef recommends the cream of celery. So it's good.
All right.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Happy Friday. Not a great day for Jess. If you don't know, every Friday at 8:20, we play this chug wheel game. We played with Nancy this morning. She was a lot of fun. Won herself a chug mug, and then because we lost the game, Jess drew her own name in an ironic turn of events.
Why is it always me?
Sweet, this
is how I know, though. I know it's bad luck when it comes to this game, but my name always gets picked in raffles, which is always a great thing. Not here, though.
Interesting.
Gosh,
hey, you
some
can't.
Some sort of divine intervention, yeah. I guess.
So,
yeah, you're just good at raffles.
And then you spun the chug wheel and it landed on...
cream du jour.
The soup du jour, soup of the day. I had to run back to the JV Show morning chef and see what he was cooking up today. It was, in fact, cream of celery. And I had to, when I opened up the can of the cream of celery, you guys, it was very, very thick. It had like
Damn
almost...
Damn soup! You hella thick!
It almost had like mashed potato-like consistency.
Ew.
And so I brought some water and then I stirred it up to get it really, really chuggable. But a lot of chunks still in there. As I kind of spooned it to the surface, you could still see a very chunky and hearty soup. It's a good winter soup if you've ever had cream of celery.
Oh,
a lot of people in the comments asking, why do you even have that? I don't
That's
know.
That's a good question.
This has been sitting on the shelf in my pantry for probably 15 years.
Ew.
I was only just a young boy at that point.
This
I'm only 27 and a half.
Take a while, you guys. It looks thick and chunky
Damn,
in there.
Damn, soup you hella thick.
And we are live, JV Morning
We're
Show
live on, Instagram.
On Instagram.
If you want to come join.
I don't know if I'm ready for this.
Well,
I'm ready for
you
it.
Have
I don't
to be
know
ready.
About you.
Do you need a trash can?
I might.
No.
Do we have
it's
one in
a,
here?
It's cream of celery. You're going to be fine.
But, this is but right. it's like watery and Cold
it's a hearty, hearty winter soup. Oh, yeah.
Whenever you're ready, Jess.
Hop on JV Morning Show quick. We are
live on Instagram.
Jess is about to chug.
Okay, ready? Cheers. Happy Friday, everybody except me.
Cheers.
Okay, she's going for it. These are always hard to watch.
Oh, the look on her face. No, Ooh. She paused. Oh, she's chewing.
Ew,
she's chewing up the soup chunks. Come on, chug. This is a chug. You got it. It's just a just little bit chew. Of soup.
Just chew it up.
It's just a little bit of soup. Candy V510 on Instagram says, good morning, guys. Go, Jess. Angie B07 says, chug.
Chew it.
Come on. You got it. Yes. She finished the soup.
Oh, the chunks were really doing it for me. I was about to throw up.
Did you get all the chunks out? How many chunks are left in there, Selena?
Nothing.
It's empty. Oh, the cup is empty.
That's disgusting.
She licked her bowl.
Oh.
Licked her bowl clean.
Jess, you did it.
Tiffany Renee 925 says, yeah, that's disgusting. It's like drinking barf. No, it's not. It's cream of celery
soup.
But
it's cold and it had a bunch of water and a bunch of chunks. Like, I don't, this is not how I want to be eating.
People are saying, soup. OMG, Jess, you did it.
Ugh.
Chug it. People, some CS Walls 09 says, yummy breakfast.
Ew.
Don Zapata says, no hot water? No, we're not making her a bowl of soup for her to curl up with a nice book by the fire. This is the chug wheel, dude.
Wow.
Go girl, Jess is the best, says JSVC.
You guys, I hate Fridays.
Tiffany
yeah, this game has ruined my Fridays as well.
Thank you to everybody.
You haven't even tried. Yes, I have. Graham's bath water. I'll never forget that. I'm scarred.
You'll never be the same. There's a piece of me. Gross.
I don't think my husband likes that.
Somebody said, CS Walls again said, we got to get you guys a blender. No, we're not cooking up contraptions here. No, that was just a nice.
Yeah, that was really gross.
Soup.
All right. Well, Jess, good job.
Hottest things trending.
It's all the stuff you need to know. What's hot in music, movies, shows, and the most talked about stories happening today in the Bay.
Oh, Sabrina Carpenter's Netflix special is here. Woo! A Nonsense Christmas. It's a musical variety show. So it's going to be her, you know, performing songs from her holiday EP, plus doing other Christmas covers. And because it's a variety show, there's going to be appearances from other artists, comedic cameos, and some unexpected duets. I'm hearing some of the names, but it's only 50 minutes long. I'm hearing some of the names are like Kali Uchis is going to be on it. Ooh. Shania Twain, Chapel Roan, Tyla. It's going to be available for streaming tonight at 6. Do you give a fart?
Yes. Who gives a fart? Oh.
Okay. Graham doesn't. Okay. That's what I expected.
I do not.
Now it's a Hawktua launching her own crypto.
Hawktua.
Wait, what?
Yeah. I'm not really familiar when it comes to crypto anything. So, Graham, I'm going to need your help as I move through this story. But earlier this week, she launched the Hawktua coin. I guess it's a type of meme coin, and this is a form of cryptocurrency that is typically created for entertainment purposes on the Solana blockchain. This was Wednesday night where she launches this thing, and it hit a market capitalization of nearly $500 million.
It's insane.
Before plummeting 95% by yesterday afternoon.
Womp, womp, womp.
All the way down. And that resulted in a huge loss for some traders.
And also a huge gain for a very small number of traders who basically swoop up all the supply of this. And then they prey on the, you know, the general public who's like, oh, I want to buy some. And the price is going up. And then they dump all theirs. They call it a pump and dump. So they hype this thing up and then they dump it. And so a very few select people made a ton of money off this as the price was going up. Because at one point it was worth quite a bit. Market cap of almost $500 million. Now it's down to just, you know, a few million or whatever. And
it's down to 20 something million.
Right. So they made somebody made some money in there.
Dang.
Most people, your general investor, you know, your average everyday citizen that was like, oh, I want to buy some Hawktua. I don't know why.
Hawktua.
Do that. They lost.
Okay. Maybe
it's a scam.
Maybe a dumb question, but I guess where does Hawktua girl land in all of this? Like, how does she benefit?
Now, she could have benefited had the people. Now, she claims, because I read into this a little bit, she claims that her people who helped set this up and stuff, they held all theirs. They didn't sell any when they could have when it was high. Mm-hmm. So she's claiming that it was not like a pump and dump scheme and a quick get rich for a bunch of people. I would be highly suspect of that. I think some people on the inside knew the inner workings of this and knew what they were doing because they said it was a very small, isolated number of wallets that were the ones selling this.
It's raising a lot of eyebrows, a lot of red flags and alarm bells going off. Could she face charges is what people want to know. So the Securities and Exchange Commission could pursue civil charges if they wanted to, like for securities fraud, alleging misrepresentation or deceit in the sales of securities. They also might consider that this is like actual criminal charges from the Department of Justice. If they decide to do an investigation, they could come with charges like wire fraud or money laundering, especially if there's evidence of intentional deception.
If that is true, then yes, you should face charges. My bet is that there probably was a little bit of that going on, not to her knowledge. I bet other people made more money off this than she did. Those people, though, if they had inside knowledge on all this stuff and were acting deceptively, they should be charged. But we've seen this a bunch with meme coins and stuff like that. They fly up in value and then they just fall flat on their face.
Pretty interesting. Grammy, what do you have?
All right, really quick, since we haven't really mentioned it yet today, the 49ers bring their 3-game losing streak into Levi's this weekend. They're going to be playing the Chicago Bears, who are bringing their own 6-game losing streak to town. Kickoff's at 1:25. Shout out
to
all the Niner gang that will hopefully be watching the Niners end their streak. We don't know, though.
Bang, bang, bang.
I feel like the Niners should win this one. All right, really quick. They call this one of the most unique jobs in the world. East Brother Light Station, a historic 1874 lighthouse on an island near the Richmond-San Rafael Bridge, is looking for its next lighthouse keepers. Now, the job requires two people, so they're ideally looking for a couple. The compensation, $140,000 a year. If this sounds like you, you're like, I'm in this boring job. I could run a lighthouse. I don't know how many people.
What does that even mean?
I don't know how many people I'm currently talking to, but if you think you could run a lighthouse, now look, $140,000, it's split between you and the other person. So if you're a couple, you'll be making $140,000 annually. Now, what does that entail, running a lighthouse? You're basically running a bed and breakfast there for visitors, so you need to be able to have some good culinary skills, because you're going to be serving dinner and breakfast for the visitors. You're going to be cleaning the rooms, obviously, leading some tours and managing all the bookings. And you will get a percentage if the bookings are really strong. You can earn more than that $140,000. Now, if you're thinking, yes, this is for me, I'd like to live on an island, because they give there's a little housing quarters for you, modest, they say, for you to live, because you're going to live on this lighthouse and there's no bridge to it. You have to get to and from land by boat. Oh, yeah, that's another job of yours. You have to take the people back and forth by boat. If you're still on board with this.
I love boat jokes on board.
You see what I did there?
Yeah.
Now, if you're still on board with this and thinking, yes, I would like to live on a lighthouse, the job posting suggests that you have no kids and no pets. So that might eliminate some people. No smoking allowed.
Smoking what?
And they say you have to be prepared for maybe long stretches of no power. You know, certain things happen out there when you're living on an island. If the last couple that did it were there for 2 years. So you could have a nice long-running job, make some money, and run a lighthouse.
That's going to be a no for me.
You're
out?
Yeah. Jess,
I'm out.
Nothing?
I'm out. I have a cat. I don't qualify.
Oh, dang.
No, thanks, Graham. Hey, but thanks for letting everyone know.
Someone, I hope a JV Show listener gets it and they can leave us talkbacks every morning from the island.
The lighthouse!
Yeah.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
We are the JV Show. I'm Selena.
I'm Graham.
And I'm Jess. A lot of talkbacks today.
Good morning, JV Show. This is Kayla from Livermore. I was hoping you could squeeze in one more shout out for the best mom in the entire universe. Her name is Casey, and her birthday is December 8th, which is Sunday. So I was hoping if you guys could shout her out on here. She listens to your podcast every single day, and she loves you guys so much. And me and my brothers love her even more, and we appreciate her so much. So happy birthday, Mom. I love you so much, and I hope Sunday is the best day ever.
Oh, bye. Very sweet. Happy birthday,
what a good daughter, Kayla. Happy birthday, Mom!
Who gives a fart?
Oh, that is a good point.
Happy Friday, guys. Was just podcasting yesterday's show, and let me say that I've met Mario Lopez in person one time, and he is not no 5'10". He is shorter than that. And also, thank you, Graham, for sharing your story on the Wild Thoughts podcast. Bye.
Oh, my God.
Okay, a couple things.
So much to unpack here.
If you're listening this time yesterday, I shared a story about how I almost got cast to host some Girls Gone Wild spinoff. It was many years ago, and Joe Francis and the casting director told me they didn't like the height. Joe Francis didn't like that I was taller than him, and then I didn't get the part. It would have paid really well, but I think it was a blessing in disguise I didn't get that. And we were trying to figure out how tall Joe Francis was, because he seems to be best buddies with Mario Lopez. And if you look at Joe Francis' Instagram, they're all over there together, posing together nonstop, which is kind of a bad look for our boy Mario Lopez, who seems kind of squeaky clean, because Joe Francis is mixed up in all kinds of bad stuff.
Yeah, and if you Google Joe Francis's height, it says that he's like 6'1". So I'm like, what height difference? He's as tall as you, Graham.
Yeah.
And then
when you Google Mario Lopez, it says 5'10".
And we know that's not true.
Everyone's not believing this.
These guys are padding their stats a bit.
They definitely are. The other thing, if you are 18 and up, go back, please, and listen to our Wild Thoughts podcast.
Or don't.
I know, please do. Graham shared a story.
But never shared before to anybody.
Never before shared.
Deepest, darkest secret.
I've never told a single person that story before until then. I decided to tell everybody that story.
So hard.
It's gross. Don't listen to it.
It's very gross, but please go. Please. 18 and up only, okay? Yeah. So we don't face, you know, any legal.
Easy. It's not that bad. Jeez.
Hey, you never know. Someone might get sick, get into an accident or something.
That's true.
One more talk back.
Good morning, JV Show. Happy Friday. This is Ernesto from Concord. Hey, do you guys remember, I don't know if it was last week or 2 weeks ago, did you say something about those ugly fishes that they came from the really bottom of the ocean or whatever, and when those come up, it's because something's going to happen? Look, it was an earthquake yesterday, so that is true. Oh my God, it's the end of the world. Well, this weekend. Hoping it's not this week.
Whoa.
I
wouldn't say it's the end.
We talked about that a couple weeks ago. One of those big doomsday fish, as they call it, washed up on a Southern California beach. And they call it the doomsday fish because, particularly in Japanese culture, some of those have washed up on the beach before. And then bad things like earthquakes and stuff have happened shortly thereafter. And we know very little about the doomsday fish because they are very elusive. They live in very deep waters. You don't ever see them, but they're these big, long, huge fish. And one of them washed up dead. Very recently on the beach.
I remember that.
We've got a 7.0 magnitude earthquake that happened yesterday out in the ocean. Did the doomsday fish know it was coming?
Yes.
Is there more destruction on the way?
Yes.
What do you mean?
No.
Let's hope not. Man, you guys are pessimists. Like, yes.
Well, there were multiple fish in this tracks. We're screwed.
Wow, that's crazy. I completely forgot about that fish washing up.
I did, but it was trying to tell us something.
Oh, my God.
It was trying to tell us something.
Real.